Good afternoon and welcome to Montana at Noon. Your Weather Command forecast for North Central Montana says, rest of today, colder, chance of snow and slight chance of light freezing drizzle, snow accumulation up to 3 inches, highs 25 to 30, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 70%. Tonight, cloudy with chance of snow and slight chance of light freezing drizzle, lows 15 to 20, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 50%. Friday, snow likely and slight chance of light freezing drizzle in the morning, then snow likely in the afternoon. Snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, highs 25 to 30, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 70%. Friday night, snow, light snow accumulations, lows 15 to 20, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, chance of snow near 100%. Saturday, breezy, snow, light snow accumulations, highs around 20, east winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, chance of snow 90%. Saturday night, colder, snow, moderate snow accumulations, lows 5 to 10, chance of snow near 100%. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, highs 15 to 20. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow, lows around 0. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs 15 to 20. Monday night and Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, lows around 5 above, highs 20 to 25. Tuesday night and Wednesday, mostly cloudy, lows 5 to 10, highs 25 to 30. Here are today's news headlines. The Hill County officials meeting was held on Wednesday, March 20th. The officials went over a couple of subjects from the safety meeting the day prior, namely the panic button plans and the upgrades to the courthouse's HVAC system on the second and third floor of the building. Find out more info by finding that story on HighlineToday.com. The committee discussed needing a custodian for the building as well as plans for the west doors, which they say will go in April. The commissioner reported that they're beginning a training on the new website for the county, set to start later that afternoon. The safety committee remarked with the construction set to begin around the building, they may end up holding their meetings outside. More information on that as details come. The next county officials meeting is scheduled for April 17th. On their official Facebook page, the Hill County Health Department put out a notice that on February 2nd and March 1st, the Haver Water Treatment Plant failed to maintain the minimum required amount of disinfection. The notice also mentioned that this is not an emergency at this time. New media broadcasters spoke with Trevor Mork, director of Haver Public Works, to ask if it is safe to drink the water.
This is not a boil order. The water is within compliance, so you can use it as you have regularly used your water prior.
Mork says that anyone looking to take further precautions can do so by visiting Montana DEQ or other water monitoring organizations. The Great Northern Fair Board has finalized their entertainment for the upcoming Great Northern Fair. The acts this year will include the hypnosis act J.R. Matthew, who will have daily shows during the fairgrounds as well as a strolling act, the magician Magic Ben, a Canada's Got Talent finalist who also has daily shows scheduled in addition to a strolling act, and escape artist Chris scheduled for shows and walk around. Also on the schedule is a circus school put on by Montana Premier Entertainment out of Billings, which the board says will be there for 6 hours a day teaching kids and adults basic circus skills like juggling, tight wire walking, and the like. The fair is scheduled for July 17th through the 21st. A Washington man admitted to conspiring to hunt and kill bald and golden eagles on the Flathead Indian Reservation and then sell them on the black market across the United States and elsewhere, U.S. Attorney Jesse Laslovich said. Travis John Branson, 48, of Coosick, Washington, pleaded guilty to conspiracy, 2 counts of unlawful trafficking of bald and golden eagles, and violation of the Lacey Act, which prohibits interstate trade in wildlife that has been taken, possessed, transported, or sold in violation of federal or state law. Branson faces a maximum of 5 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of supervised release on the Conspiracy and Lacey Act charges, as well as more potential prison time due to the nature of his crimes. U.S. Magistrate Judge Kathleen L. DeSoto presided. Sentencing was set for July 31st. District Attorney for the State of Montana Jesse Laslovich and Billings Police Chief Rich St. John issued a warning to the public about the appearance in the community of pink fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that is more potent than morphine and heroin. The press release in question stated that law enforcement is beginning to see pink fentanyl pills in Billings. Noted for their pink color, the pills are more potent than the fentanyl that has been seen in the community. Many of these illicitly produced synthetic opioids can result in overdoses and death. Persons with information about pink fentanyl and its distribution are asked to contact the Billings Police Department at 406-657-8200. Tips also may be reported anonymously to Crime Stoppers at 406-245-6660. Superintendent of Schools Elsie Arnson says that graduation rates in Montana are staying stagnant, but dropout rates are decreasing, releasing stats showing graduation and dropout data for the state of Montana. According to this data, the graduation rates in 2022 were 85.8%, and in 2023 they were 85.6%, while the dropout rate in 2022 was 68.6%, falling to 66% in 2023. Both dropout and graduation rates were down for Native American Indian students, with graduation rates falling from 3.9% to 3.7% and dropout rates falling from 10.7% to 8.9%. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is seeking public comment on the proposed list of funding awards for the 2024 Trail Stewardship Program. This year, the program is recommending $2 million in grant funds to 36 projects around the state. Eligible projects include development and rehabilitation work on urban, rural, and backcountry trails and construction of new trails and facilities. A link to the list of proposed grant recipients is available on HighlineToday.com. Comments will be accepted until April 3rd at 5 p.m. Some Central and Southern Plains winter wheat growers could be concerned over the next week about increasing cold weather and impacts to their crops. Rod Bain spoke with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Strengthening cold conditions in the Central and Southern Plains over the course of the next week could pose a threat to winter wheat crops in the region. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the period ending March 17th,
winter wheat 13% heading in Texas, 14% jointing in Oklahoma. So we do have some vulnerability to any future cold waves there with that development of the crop.
Yep, for winter wheat conditions as of St. Patrick's Day.
Still looking pretty good and certainly better than last autumn across the Central and Southern Great Plains. We see 61% winter wheat rated in good to excellent condition on March 17th in Oklahoma, just 7% very poor to poor. Kansas coming in with better numbers than last fall, 55% good to excellent, just 12% very poor to poor. Texas a little lower, but not too bad and better than what we saw a few months ago. 46% good to excellent, 19% very poor to poor.
Now let's take a look at today's posted county wheat prices. In Hill County, winter wheat is $5.10 and spring wheat is $6.24. In Blaine County, winter wheat is $5 and spring wheat is $6.19. In Liberty County, winter wheat is $5.15 and spring wheat is $6.24. In Choteau County, winter wheat is $5.10 and spring wheat is $6.24. In Phillips County, winter wheat is $4.95 and spring wheat is $6.14. Those were today's news headlines and today's posted county wheat prices. There are no funeral notices today, so we'll take one last look at your Weather Command forecast. Rest of today, colder, chance of snow, and slight chance of light freezing drizzle. Snow accumulation up to 3 inches, highs 25 to 30, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 70%. Tonight, cloudy with chance of snow and slight chance of light freezing drizzle, lows 15 to 20, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 50%. Friday, snow likely and slight chance of light freezing drizzle in the morning, then snow likely in the afternoon. Snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, highs 25 to 30, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 70%. Friday night, snow, light snow accumulations, lows 15 to 20, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, chance of snow near 100%. Saturday, breezy, snow, light snow accumulations, highs around 20, east winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, chance of snow 90%. Saturday night, colder, snow, moderate snow accumulations, lows 5 to 10, chance of snow near 100%. 100%. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, highs 15 to 20. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow, lows around zero. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs 15 to 20. Monday night and Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, lows around 5 above, highs 20 to 25. Tuesday night and Wednesday, mostly cloudy, lows 5 to 10, highs 25 to 30. This has been Montana at Noon. 7 days a week, we are your primary source for news and information. For new media broadcasters, I'm Kendall Brown. Have a great afternoon.